you'll know many Svarim talk about how the Iker Kaychis of the Yetzer Hara is always trying to fight our Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah is the most Iker thing in our lives. Kihem Chayenu. I think there's another area also where the Yetzer Hara puts in tremendous Kaychis, because also it's another Iker in our lives. I think that Inyan that we're referring to is the Inyan of Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is something we say in Tefillah, Shehi Mikor HaBracha. Shabbos is a source of all bracha. And the Yetzer Hara knows that if we shtel tzu to Shabbos properly, and we got from Shabbos what we're supposed to, we'd receive all the bracha atzlach in the world, and he doesn't want that. And in Mela, this tremendous kaychis that Yetzer Hara puts into most people, that they don't get much from Shabbos. If you ask people, you know, what's Shabbos Kodesh to you, at most you'll hear from them, you get a lot of sleep, you get a good meal. This is stam what people walk away from Shabbos. This is what Shabbos Kodesh is. Shabbos L'chor is much more than that. The Chinuch writes, in Mitzvah Lamed Beis, it's the mitzvah shaloi lasos melacha b'Shabbos. He says, mishroshei mitzvah zu, the root of this mitzvah, of not doing melacha on Shabbos, sheniyah pnuyim me'iskenu l'kvod hayoyim. We should be free from our work and our involvement for the honor of the day. L'kvoya b'nafsheisenu emunas chidush oilam. In order to instill in ourselves the emuna of chidush ha'olam, that the Rabbeinu Shalom made the world. Shehi chevel ha'moysheches kol yisoidei adas. Zok techinach, unbelievable words. That this is the rope that pulls all your foundations of Yiddishkeit. This is the rope that pulls it all. So we really have to understand what Shabbos is. If our whole Yiddishkeit is based on this, we have to understand what this means. How does everything I do have to do with Shabbos? Why would that be? In Davening also we say, Ato kidashtes yoyim hashvi l'shmecha, you mekadesh the seventh day l'shmecha, tachlis masei shemayim v'oretz. It's the purpose of the making of the whole shemayim v'oretz. Means the tachlis of the whole Bria we're saying in our davening is Shabbos. Which again, we have to understand. How is Shabbos the tachlis of the whole Bria? So it's kedai to understand, we have to look into understand what is Shabbos. And hopefully we'll understand then what this nusach and tefillah is and what the chinuch is telling us, how it draws our whole Yiddishkeit. Rabbi Chatzkel writes, and Ori Cheskel, a few words in regard to this discussion. He says, Tachlis Masei Shemayim V'Oretz, the purpose of the whole creation, Ki Yisoido Shel Shabbos, because the foundation of Shabbos is a Zeicher L'Chidush HaBriya, that Ebroni Shalom made the world, Lovoy lahakoretz, for us to come to recognition b'shem Hashem. We get to recognize Hashem in our lives. V'zu tachlis kol yitzira. That's the purpose of the whole creation. K'moy shekosov haramban. Like the Ramban writes, the famous Ramban that he's quoting is the end of Parshas Boy. Maybe one day we'll go through Barichus. But he's quoting it. The Ramban over there says, Ein kol tachlis acheres bebriya. There is no other purpose in the creation but to recognize Hashem. If you look at the Ramban, I'll quote you a few lines of what he says over there in the end of Parashas Bo. The Ramban writes, kavonas kol hamitzvahs, the intention really of every mitzvah we have, Shenamin Belokeinu, it's for us to believe in Hashem. Vinoida ilov shehu baranu, and admit that He created you. When you do His commandment, you're admitting that He created you. He asked you to do this. She'elonu tam acher b'yitzira rishayna. There's no other reason why Hashem made the world. Ve'en le'elyoin b'tachtoinam chayfet. And Hashem has no desire from us down here. Milvad zeh, besides for this. She'yeda ha'odam, that a person should know. Ve'yoida le'lekov she'boroi. He should know and admit that Hashem created him. And he gratis throws in the Ramban. V'kavonas reyumus hakol b'tfila. The reason why we scream and lift our voices in our davening. Now, I live right near Stalin. A few doors down is Stalin. If you want to hear raising voices, Stalin's known for screaming by davening. You got to go there once just to check it out, to hear it. The way they really scream. But even if you're not in Stalin, most but the midrashim and shuls is a real muskol. People lift their voices in davening. There's a koil from tefillah. Why are we lifting our koil by tefillah? Says the Ramban, because we're announcing b'yosecha anachta. We're your creation. That's what we're doing by davening. We're announcing Hashem that you're our creator and we're His creation. So Mela, the Ramban is saying this about all mitzvahs, but says Rabbi Chatzkel, this is the Yisoid of Shabbos. This recognition. This Hakara of recognizing Hashem. So let's understand what this means. I saw Moridik brought down from Shimshon Pinkus in a Sefer Shabbos Malkasa. A Moridik a Sefer, quite difficult to learn, but Akoponim, it's a Moridik a Sefer on Shabbos Kodesh. Over there, in Perek Aleph of Chelek Beis, he talks about Chiddush HaOlam. He talks about Shabbos in this respect, in this regard to what we're discussing. He asked a question, which is a very valid question that we should all be asking. If the Yesod of Shabbos is to remember Hashem's creation, what does it help to be resting on Shabbos? This is his question. Mahi hoiros inyan hashvisa. How does resting on Shabbos go ahead and help for us to recognize the Rabbeinu Shalom made the creation? He says, I'll give you a mashal. Imagine someone builds a beautiful house. After he makes his huge construction of his beautiful home, when he sits down and rests on the chair in his study, does that show anything that he built the house? He's resting in the chair. What does it show about building the house? So we're resting. There's a resting on Shabbos. Is going to show that Rabbeinu Shalom created the world. V'chi ha-menucha mara al abniyah. Does resting show the building? Eich ha-menucha mara al yitzira. How could our menucha and the Rabbeinu Shalom's menucha show that He created? This is Rav Shimshon Pinkus' question. You hear, Shimon? Zokam Shimshon Pinkus. The answer is Shabbos is not an ois to show that Hashem created Yitzira Sa'ilu. But rather, very meductic, like the words of the Chinuch, Shabbos is the ois of Chidush Ha'ilu. He was Mechadish the world. Those words being mechadish the world means He made yesh me'ayin. Something from a nothing. That's the nekuda that we're discussing. We're remembering how Hashem didn't just make a world. He created a world from a nothingness. And what's so unique about that? Zokam Shimshon Pinkus. Va'inyin, the Hayesoid Hagodol, the biggest foundation, Shalov Uymin Akol, that everything we have stands on this foundation, who Yesoid Yichud Hashem. It's the oneness of Hashem. Right? Twice a day in Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. What do we say when we state Hashem Echad? What does it mean, Yichud Hashem? He says, Yichud Hashem does not mean just a number that Hashem is one. He's one. There's only one creator, not two. It's not what Yichud Hashem is. It's not the kavanah you're having. Rather, Ha'echod Moira al Achdus Gemura. The oneness of Hashem shows on the complete oneness, meaning he's a yachid umiyuchad ve'ein oid milvadoi. He's one and only, and there's nothing but him. Haynu she'ein oid mitzius kayemes chutzi menu yizbarach. There's nothing that exists but Hashem. That's the nekud of Yichud Hashem. That's what we're announcing when we say Kriya Shema. That's what we're realizing, the realization we have to have. The oneness of Hashem is not he's one and not two creators, but rather there's nothing but Hashem. The Yesoid Gadol Zeh, this foundation I'm telling you, Hupoyol Yoitze, this is what comes out from the Yesoid of Chiddush Ha'olam. When you realize Hashem was Mechadish the Olam, He made the world from a nothingness, that means there's nothing but Hashem. V'kiva the kol hanivram nivra yodev, all of us, all creations, were made by Him, me'ayin ve'efes gomer, from total nothingness, nimtza she'in l'shum dover chutzi menu, there's nothing but Hashem. V'chol mitziyusam, and every mitzias of every creation, we are all mikoyach ritzoini yizborach, Hashem's ratzon. We are Hashem's ratzon. We don't exist on our own. We don't have a mitzias of our own. We are the Rabbeinu Shalom's ratzon. This is the hakara that we're supposed to come to. And he's mamshich, and he explains that once you realize this, that kol mitzias haShabbos is showing this chiddush that Hashem created from nothingness. That means, that's the opposite, he says, if the idea is that there's a creation, there's a yitzira, not that he was mechadish the world, but he was yitzir the world. So the world was created in a certain way, and this is the way the world is. It's like a nature. There's a teva to the world. The world's not changing. There's no resting. The idea of resting, which shows the chiddush, means everything is from Hashem. There's nothing but Hashem. This is what it means, Hashem's rest, and we have to rest. Mara was showing, there's no nature. It's all Hashem's new creation of being mechadish. He creates it as He will, and He stops it as He will. That's what Shabbos is. That everything stops. Shavas. It all stops. When everything stops, we realize that everything is Hashem. There's no nature whatsoever. It's not something that's set. It's all the Rabbeinu Shalom's ratzon. That's the whole existence. This is what he explains in the recognition that we're supposed to have from the mitzvah of Shabbos, Leisasa Kol Malacha.
His question was, why are we resting men, or why are
we... No, he means resting Alts Malacha. Yeah. You know, someone just dropped off of my house. A Moiridik is saying of Chizuk. It's hanging on my refrigerator. Moiridik a line. It's a big poster that says, Hashem, thank you for all the things that went wrong for the right reason. So Moiridik is up. Thank you for all the things that went wrong. How many things go wrong in our day? But for the right reason. Everything's designed perfectly. This is the emunah that we get from Shabbos. This is what we're supposed to walk away with, realizing that everything in our life is ritzoino yizbarach. Nothing's by coincidence, nothing's random, nothing just happens. You know, this new word random that people use over the last couple of years. When I was growing up, it didn't exist. It's so interesting, it became a new line, probably not in England, but maybe only in America, but the point is a new line, yes, someone something, they might answer you, oh, random. This word wasn't part of vocabulary years ago. It's amazing how the kfira of America is seeping into our normal vocabulary. It's like a normal word. That doesn't exist. The world is all Ritzayna Yisbarach. It's all the Rabbani Shem's ruts and designed perfectly. All the things that go wrong for the right reason. Akopanim, this is the Yisoid that he says. Nimtzeinu Lebein, this is what we have to learn. She is soid of kol emunas Yisrael. The Yid's emuna is all built on the foundation of Chiddush HaOlam, and that's something we recognize on Shabbos. Shabbos is what teaches us that everything in this world is all Hashem. You know, it could be based on this Yisoid. You could appreciate a Shaila that I saw. Interesting Shaila. If Shabbos is the day that's the most Kaddish, Atiki Dashto, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Mekadosh Shabbos more than any other day, how could it be there's a mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos to delight in food? The Mahus of the Yoim seems to be the Karosel of Shabbos Oinig. This idea of Oinig, of food being part of the light of Shabbos. So I saw the Shiloh brought, like the Chazanish writes, Stamazoi, when he talks about food, he says, Achila l'shem tanug is min ha-shvala moiris, so from the lowest thing, says the Chazon Ish. Hu avi avois ha-tumah, it's the highest level of tumah, b'tumas ha-nefesh. And he quotes the Chinuch, that the Chinuch says somewhere, Roiv chatois b'nei odom, most averis that come is besibas, all comes from ribay achila, from too much eating, that's the root of it. Like it says, Vayishman Yeshua and Vayiva. Kal Yisrael got fat and kicked away Hashem. So he's asking, how could the mitzvah and Shabbos be with food, Oinig Shabbos, if it's mamash a contradiction to what we want from our Shabbos Kodesh? So he explains, the emes loikosha klam. Maybe this question is not shver. Because he brings down, the Vilna Gaon says, Achila on Shabbos is like Achilas Karbonos. It's Kodesh. It's eating Karbonos. Ubevade, when you eat Karbonos, it's not mazik you. So Mamela, he quotes here from Sefer Shabbos Malkus towards the end, that the Rishon Shapinkus himself writes, Achila Shaboi, when you're eating on Shabbos, it's not Achilas Olam Hazeh. It's Achilas Olam Haba. And therefore it doesn't take away from your Shleimus. So he brings down, when he's answering the Sahara, he says, he saw from the Shloa Kaddish, that the Nusuch that we talk about of Oinig Shabbos, we say, Kol Ma'anig Es HaShabbos. V'lo Amru, we didn't say Kol Ma'anig BaShabbos. It doesn't say you Shiba Ma'anig yourself BaShabbos. It says, Ma'anik es ha-Shabbos. You're doing it for Shabbos. You're not doing it for yourself. It's Achilas Karbonos that the Rebbeinu Shem asked you to do. You're eating Achilas Olam Haba. And the Shloa Kaddish writes, but don't be ka'elu, don't be like those people. Hamamalim bitnam, they fill their stomachs. Kisus u'kefered ein haven, like a horse. Because they eat so much, they eat cholent until they're popping, that they fellas tadeimalei, they just fall asleep and they sleep away the whole Shabbos. Don't do that, chas v'shalom, says the Shloa Kaddish. That much, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. That's not achilas olam haba. That's achilas olam hazeh. Hakoponim, with what we're speaking about now, we can get appreciation for this. We can understand very well, if Shabbos is all about the recognition of Hashem, Ein Oyed Mulvad, there's nothing but Hashem, it's all the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's all the Shama with Hashem. That's what Shabbos is. So we can understand very well why the Oynik Shabbos, the Achila, obviously for the right purpose, it won't be a contradiction. It has nothing to do with your guf. That's so very interesting. On a side note, you know, there's a famous Gemara on the Pasuk, V'ozvu l'achirin chelo. Means you leave over their strength for others. What it really means, the Gemara uses it in regard to inheritance. Which means people who make a lot of money because they want to leave over for their children. That's their tachlis. So the Gemara looks down upon that. That's not the tachlis of a person. You live in this world to serve Hashem. You're making money to leave over for your kids. That's what you're doing. And the Gemara looks down upon it. The Gemara brings out a story with someone left over mamash a pruta, and he was crying that he wasted part of his life. He had an extra pruta at the end of his life. That's what he had left over. And he's crying that the extra pruta, obviously I wasted my life. But I didn't have to have that pruta. I didn't need it. This is what the Gemara talks about. So I saw brought down from Yechatzkel. Yechatzkel says that you should know it's lav dafka only leaving over for achirim, literally for others. Person has a life goal to make money, to leave over for his children, all that. It's lav dafka only regard to that. Zokr b'chatzkel lav dafka lagabi achirim. Elohu adin shema'ane gufoy. You make money to delight and take care of your guf, to live up life. Kol iskoyu machshavosoy rak legufoy. If your life is all about going on your cruise and using your money for your own delight of your guf, nikra oiziv lacheirim chelam. You're using your fa'acheirim. You're using your fa'acheirim. Ki aklal hu rak hanefesh zehu atzmusay. Who are you? You're your nefesh. You are your neshama. That's you. If you're busy with money for your guf, that's acheirim. Call a noisin of nafsho, if it's for your nefesh, then nikra atzmoi. Hashar, anything else, luzulosoi, ki a guf. That guf is not you. Your guf is yosuv admosin, returned to the ground one day. Lias rim of a seleya. And therefore, when you're busy with your money with a goal to delight your guf, that's ozvu lacherim chelom. Azoi zoker bichatzkol. Which is the same idea that Shabbos is all about dveikus of Ritzayna Yisborach, neshama, has nothing to do with your guf. It's the same inyan l'inyan. Ba'akoponim, this is the yisoy that we're trying to get from Shabbos. Shabbos is a day that we can't let it go by without retrieving this gevaldik chizik and yisoyrus in our amuna in chidush ha'olam and our amuna in hashkacha pratis. I want to share with you what the Rosh writes in Orchis Chaim Laharosh. It's an Ois Chav Vav. The Heiliger Rosh from the Rishonim. The Rosh says, Livtoyach Bashem, to rely on the Rabbeinu Shalom B'chol Levavcha, Ulahamin, and believe Bashkachosei HaPratis. In his Orchis Chaim, he tells you it's very important to live our lives relying and trusting in Hashem's Hashkacha Pratis. He goes on to say, Ubazeh, when you live your life believing in Hashkacha Pratis, Tikayim bilvavcha hayichud Hashalom. That's how you're going to be zeichet the yichud Hashalom, the oneness of Hashem. We think oneness of Hashem, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Akin, Hashem Echad, has nothing to do with Hashkacha Pratis. But this is mamash the same you say that we're talking about Shabbos. Oneness of Hashem is part and parcel. It's all the same yisoid as recognizing Hashem being involved in every moment of your life. There's not a moment of your day that Hashem's not involved with you. It's all part of Yichud HaShalom, the oneness of Hashem. This Emunah and Hashkacha Pratis. And that's what Shabbos is about. Shabbos is about walking away with Hashkacha Pratis, Emunah in it. And we all know Shabbos is the beginning of the week. That's the starting point of the week. Shehi Mikar HaBracha means the next 6 days of the week is all based on the Hashpo of Shabbos. If we get from Shabbos what we're supposed to get, our whole week would be different. If we get from Shabbos the Yisoidus and the Chizik that we need, this is what the Chinuch is saying, it's a Chevel HaMoysheches Kol Yisoidei Hadas. It draws forth all the foundations of all our Yiddishkeit. But we have to get from Shabbos what we're supposed to get. So the Rosh writes over here, Ubazeh, if you believe in Hashkacha Pratis, then you're tekayim b'lvavcha, you're being mekayim hayichud Hashalom, the oneness of Hashem. Behamin boy, you're believing in Him. Ki einav mishoytes b'chol aretz, that he's looking at everything that goes on in this world. Ve'einav akol darche ish, and he's running my whole life. Ki misha'einav maimed, if you don't believe in this, af banuich Hashem l'kech einav maimed. It goes together. If you're not believing in the hashkacha pratis, then you don't believe in Hashem altogether. It's all one yisoid. The ein zeh yichud Hashem, you're not having the yichud, the oneness of Hashem. Oneness of Hashem means there's nothing but Hashem. It's the ein oid milvadoi. And zok the rosh, moiridika words, ki zeh hoyos gulas yisroel akola amen. This is the secret, the segulas yisroel on all the nations. V'zeh yisoid kol ha-toyra kula. And this is the foundation of our whole Torah. It's the foundation of our whole life. If we could believe in a stronger way in Hashkacha Pratis, that everything in my life is the Rabbeinu Shalom's design, exactly for me personally, we would realize almost all our problems would disappear. All our challenges, all our struggles, everything that goes on in our lives, it's because we're forgetting about Hashem. Person has a hard time in his learning. Person has a hard time with something with his family. A person has any struggles, challenges, suffering, pain. Everything, if you realize Hashem is the one that designed it perfectly for you, it's a whole different approach. You know, I recently heard a very powerful story with the Alter Kloisenberger Rebbe. He was a survivor of the Holocaust. It was after the war, and he was in the DP camps. And he was going around, obviously, trying to mechazik all the Yidden that were there after the terrible Holocaust, when everybody lost everything. And there was a young bacher, he was about 16, 17 years old, who from all his suffering, losing his whole family and everything, he gave up his Yiddishkeit. He wasn't interested. And people tried talking to him. People remembered his father and his family, where he came from. And he wasn't interested. There's no one home. I'm not interested. He threw away his whole Yiddishkeit, threw away his yarmulke. So once the Rebbe came by this area of the camp, so they decided to tell the Rebbe about this bachur. Maybe the Rebbe can help. And they told the Rebbe, don't you remember? And the Rebbe Taka remembered this Bacher's family. He Taka knew them. So he said, okay, tell the Bacher to come to me. So they went over to the Bacher to tell him. And the Bacher obviously chapped what the Rebbe is going to want. So he decided before he even went in that I'm not even getting into conversation with the Rebbe. I'm not interested. I'll go, but I'm not talking. He walks into the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, you're Leibish. You remember his name, Leibish. So he nodded, didn't open his mouth. He said, I remember your father. Your father was Yankel. It's a beautiful family. And he nodded. I remember your whole family, the ganze mishpacha, or the Torah dike mishpacha. I remember you going to cheder when you were young, as a young boy. And he just nodded. So the Kloisenberger Rebbe says to him, Leibish, you're angry. And you can imagine Leibish like nodded his head. So the Rebbe began to cry. He put his arm around Leibish. He says, you're angry. Because he took the best ones and left us over. He said, what should I say? He took my wife and 11 children, the best ones, and left us over. And the Rebbe started crying bitterly with him. And he kept repeating how he took the best ones and left us over. And again, he was there for a half hour with him, repeating how he took the best ones and left us over. After that half hour, they ended the conversation and sent him off. That night, Leibish said Kriya Shema for the first time since the war. A couple of days later, he started putting on his tzitzis, and sometime later, he already put on tefillin. This Yid Leibish, Pesach Kron, who said over this story, he said he met him, he lives in Baltimore, he's in his 80s. This Yid Leibish, his life turned around, he became a frum Yid. L'chayr for one point. The Rebbe, when he spoke with him, gave him the realization that it wasn't random who was killed. It wasn't just a coincidence. It wasn't just Hashem left the world and just everything went haywire. He took the best ones of them and left us over. He gave him the recognition of Hashkocha Pratis. This Hashkocha Pratis is what lit the flame in his neshama and made him realize the Amunah Shalema, that there's a Rabbi Nishlam running the world. We have to realize, if we get from Shabbos the Amunah that we're supposed to walk away with, the Amunah and Chiddush HaOlam, that the Rabbi Nishlam made the world, Me'efes Va'ayin, which is the aim, Oid Milvadoi, how he runs everything. Our whole being is Ritzayna Yizbarach at every moment. Ba'ashkocha Pratis, every moment of our days is the way it is. Every little area of our Yiddishkeit comes along and it becomes almost like the rope that pulls along Kol Yisoyde Adas. Chevel HaMashachas Kol Yisoyde Adas. If we really internalize this foundation. Emesis, this is very much a Ramban in his passing parasha. There's a pasuk in the parasha. The Rabbi Nishlam told Avram when he was Ben Tishim V'Teish Hashanim, Vayera Hashem al Avram Vayomer Elov, Ani Kel Shaka Yishalech Lefonei Vayei Samim. What did Hashem want from him? What was he telling him? He appeared to him and told him, walk before me and be Tamim. It's not very clear what Hashem wanted. It's only many psukim later where he starts talking about Bris Milah. So Rashi has two suggestions. Rashi says maybe Ve'yei Samim means be complete with all your nisyonis. All your nisyonis in life, make sure you're a shalim. That could be one idea maybe. Or Rashi says maybe Taka, it's about the Bris Milah that's upcoming in a couple of psukim. He's telling him an introduction to the Bris Milah of a few psukim away. This is how Rashi talks about Ve'yei Samim. Comes along the Ramban and says something very fundamental, which is mamash the discussion that we're having right now. Zok the Ramban, Ve'yei Samim, mitzvah acheret, is another mitzvah that Hashem commanded Avraham Avinu, like the mitzvah in Parshas Shoftim, Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. The Rabbi Nishlam asks every year to be a Tomim Tiyah with Hashem. Achri Azharas, after all those warnings over the year in Parashah Shoftim, Lo Yimotzi Becha, we shouldn't find by you, Kaisim, Kisamim, Ma'oinim, Menachesh, and Mechashik, all the different magic, all the different hints, you know, a black cat walks in front of you so you can't walk outside today, all the different things that people, the heebie-jeebie stuff that people get stuck with, says the pasuk, don't find all that magic. Don't follow all that, but rather, Tamim Tiyah Hashem Elokecha. Dr. Ramban, Ha'inyin Bishneyam. The idea by both of these mitzvahs, this one over here in Parshas Lech Lecha, and over here in Parshas Shoftim, Sheyamin Bilibo. You have to believe in your heart. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levadai Hu Bala Yecheilis. The Rabbi Nishlam is the only one that's controlling. B'tchilu Masoy, from the beginning to the end of the world, is nothing but Hashem. Hu Hayachol La'asas Levatal. He's doing everything. V'lo Yishmael Am'ayin and Al-Kaisman. Don't listen to all those magicians and all that thing, all those stuff. But rather in your heart, it should be clear, Shakol B'yad El-Yoin El-Yoinim. Everything's in Hashem's hands. Hu Kel, Hu Shakai. And he says the Ramban, Mori de Galon, this is something we all have to hear. Oisa toiva shlohoya b'mazel. He could do good even if someone has bad mazel. Umevi ra v'yos mazel toiv. And he could bring bad even if you have good mazel. A yid not tol yid mazel. Everything's directly from the Rabbeinu Shlom's orchestration. It's not about your mazel. A person can have good mazel and he can still do bad. He can have bad mazel and he can be oisa toiva. Kifishi is halach ha'adam l'fanam. It's all about how you walk before him. And that's this pasuk that Hashem told Avraham Avinu, his halach l'fanai ve'yesam. Walk before me, do my ratzon, and be complete in your trust in me. I am running it all. And that's Shabbos Kodesh. That's what we're trying to supposed to get from Shabbos. That's the chizik that we need once in every 7 days. We have to go through a Shabbos to walk away with this reality and this clarity. It's not only in regard to our Torah. It's not only in regard to our Avodas Hashem and mitzvahs that all become changed and better and different. When we have clear emunah and hashkacha pratis, we have a bigger ability to mechazik ourselves to go further and fight our challenges and struggles. It's not just about that. Your avodas hamidas, in how you work on yourself, in your hanhogas, bein adam lachaveiro, in all your midas, to have midas toivos and rid yourself of midas rois, is also all about this emunah and hashkacha pratis. The more we accept, oh, this is who I am. This is who you are is kfira. No such thing. Hashem designed everything at every moment, and he wants more from you. If you're stuck in your hanhaga, that's kfira. You're not believing in the yichud, ha'echod, ha'shalom of the Rabbeinu Shalom, that is hashkacha pratis at every moment of your being. The more we believe in the moon of Ashkacha Pratis, part of what the Chinuch said, that it drags along Kol Yisoyde Hadas, is included also in working on our Midas. You know, there's a Mori Dikadiyak in this past week's parasha. If you just, unbelievable, you want to see refinement of character, it strikes you. You read the Psukah in Perek Tezayin. This is right after Avraham Avinu was promised that he's going to have a child. The Hemim Vashem, he believes he's going to have a child. What happened in the story then right after his parak Zayin? The Sarai Ashes Avraham lo yodolai, she didn't have a child. The lo shivcha mitzvah zeshma haga, she had a maidservant haga. Vatoyimai Sarai el Avraham, she told Avraham, he didn't know it's Sarai Hashem, he let us, Hashem's not giving me a child. Boino shivchasi, please come on and get married to the maidservant. Ula ibanami mena, maybe I'll get built up from her. Vayishma Avram b'kol sarah. Avram listened to her. It's quite clear. Avram be'etzem had no interest in doing this. I should go marry the shivcha, the cleaning lady. That's what it is. Go marry the cleaning lady. That's the sarah's asking of him. Go marry the cleaning lady. Go marry the shivcha. He had no interest. Especially since Hashem just promised him he's going to have a baby. So we're going to have a baby. Don't worry. But she said, please, boy, no, please go ahead and marry the shivcha. He had no interest. He didn't want to. But if Sarai is, he listened to her Ruach Kodesh, and he listened to her, and he did it. Hazoi shteit impossible. What happened in the story? He marries her. Vayovo yalhoga vatar, she becomes pregnant. Vateira kiyarasa, she sees she's pregnant. And Emelo, vateiko gvirta beinela, her master, Hagar's master, Sarai, became light in her eyes, and therefore the relationship went downhill, and Hagar and Sarai weren't getting along anymore. She lost her cleaning lady. It wasn't working. As they state in Pasuk. So what happened in the Pesukim? Listen to the next Pasuk. Vatoyim Sarai Avram. Sarai came to Avram and said, Chamosi Olecha, I'm mad at you. Anoichi Nesati Shivchasi B'chekach, I gave you my Shivcha. And now this is what happens. Hashem should judge Yishpon Hashem Beini Veinecha. She had tremendous kindness in her husband. What would any normal husband answer? Any normal husband would answer, listen, this wasn't my idea, this is your idea. I don't want to marry her, you told me to marry her. What are you telling this on me for? Any normal person would go defend himself and go ahead and explain that this has nothing to do with me, it's all about you. Who knows what? What did the Pesukim say? Vayoyre Avram El Sarai. Avram says to Sarai, Hine Shevchasech Biyodech Hasila Tevenoich. You're not happy with her? Take her back. Doesn't defend himself, doesn't explain himself. His wife has tightness in him. He was so refined in character, he didn't have to get the last word in. He didn't have to go ahead and say why he is right and not she. That wasn't part of anything. His refinement was so refined. His midas tovus was so great. Okay, take her back, no problem. And he moved on. This is something we have to see. To realize, when we talk about hashkacha pratas emuna, how this can help us in all areas, we have to realize what our goals, masa yagiyu maise lemaise avoise, Chazal say. We have to strive for really reaching maise avoise. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Gemara says. We have to reach their maisim. Their maisim means their refinement in character, midas toivus, becoming good midas, refined midas, being able to get along with everybody in a proper way, sensitive and caring. You know, I saw Murray Dikamaisa, if you want to hear about sensitivity and caring. There's a true story that happened with our Baruch Ber and Reb Reuven. It was known, the Gedolim all from Europe used to come to America to raise money in those years in Europe. So Reb Baruch Ber came with his son-in-law, Reb Reuven Grzovsky, to raise money for Kamenetz Yeshiva. So they temporarily, they went through Baltimore. Baltimore was a very big Jewish community at the time in the early 1900s. And they went through Baltimore, so they stopped by this person named, his name was Harry Wolpert. He was on the board of Neri Stroll in Baltimore for 50 years. Harry Wolpert was someone who was born in Lithuania, but many years later, obviously, he ended up in America and he was in Baltimore. So he was someone that many Gedolim stopped by him. So Reb Ber and Reb Reuven were sitting in the living room with Mr. Wolpert, and they were talking. While they're talking, Mrs. Wolpert, who was in the kitchen, she turned on the radio for some music. So Mr. Wolpert is sitting with Reb Ber and Reb Reuven, and the sounds are coming out of the kitchen. He started getting very embarrassed and very uncomfortable. So he stood up, and he walked to the kitchen and pressed off, and shut off the radio. He comes back into the living room, and Reb Ber and Reb Reuven stood up and they started putting their coats to leave. So he looks at them and said, why the Rabbanim leaving? So Reb Ber says, we're not going to stay in a house where Hashem is not present. So he looks at them, what are you talking about? A house that Hashem is not here? The Baruch Hashem Shechit is not here? So he said, your wife turned on the music and you went out and shut it off without asking her permission. That's a breach in Shalom Bayis. That's not sensitive to her. She turned it on and you just shut it off without talking and asking her. So he realized he did something wrong. So he went back into the kitchen to ask her mechila. And then they sat back down. They took off their coats and sat back down. We have to realize, if we want to know what we have to strive for, in caring and sensitivity to each other, there's so much avodah that we have to put in into avodas hamidas to develop midas toivus. But we have to realize the root and what's going to give us the motivation to work on it is the belief and the realization that we're able to change ourselves. To realize b'ashkocha pratas Hashem made me who I am, but Hashem expects of me to become refined. Ayur pera adam yivale, the pasuk says in Eel. A person's born like a wild donkey. Okay, but now Hashem wants you to make yourself into adam. Hashem wants us to refine ourselves and to become good people. This is all part of the avodah. That if we develop a strong emuna from our Shabbos Kodesh, it's a rope that draws all foundations of Yiddishkeit. Means even in our Haggas Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi would also become much better if we have strong emunah and we get from Shabbos what we're supposed to be getting. I see it's late. Just end with one last maisa, because this maisa is a life-changing story. I just want to end with this story because we have to realize if we don't work on amidas now and we don't change ourselves, you could remain the same behemoth the rest of your life. I'm a little older than you. I've seen it with my own eyes many times with surprise how older people act. And you would think this is something I would expect maybe of a young teenager. And you wouldn't expect older people in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s to be acting the way they do. There's a maisa that Rav Moshe Rabinowitz Zatzal, the Menahal of the Sifta Keren HaTorah, said over about his father. His father, Rav Yisrael Rabinowitz, was a Rav in the Bronx. In the early 1900s, there was a lot of Yiddishkeit in the Bronx. And he once went to a chasana. There was a lot of Rabbanim there from the Bronx. And he sat down by a table, and the waiter brought in the food. So they put a portion in front of him. It was a huge portion. And next to him, to the other Rav, that sat next to Yisrael Rabinowitz, they put a much smaller portion. He was giving out the portions, you know, so randomly, some are bigger, some are smaller. That's the way it is. Shkacha Pratis, maybe it's like that, but whatever it is, that's the Metzias. So he put a big portion in front of Yisrael Rabinowitz and a smaller portion in front of his neighbor. So this Rav was in his 70s, was no youngster, who got a very small portion. He turns to Yisrael Rabinowitz and he says, Yisrael, you know the world turns? He says to Yisrael Rabinowitz, you know the world turns? Vil Suzan, you want to see how the world turns? I'll show you an example of the world turning. And you know these are round tables, wheels? And he turns the table that the smaller portion ended up by Yisrael and the bigger portion ended up by him. And then he says, Boruch Atah, and he started eating. Zokka Yisrael Rabinowitz. Zeichet Tzadi V'Kodesh L'Vrocha, Moshe Rabbeinu said over from his father, if you're a behemoth and you run after Taivas Achila, and you have Kino, and you have all the other Midos Rois, it doesn't disappear. You could be a 70-year-old Rav in the Bronx, and you're still running after the food, and you're still jealous of your neighbor's size food, and everything else. We have to work on our Tikkun Amidos. We have to work on our Haggis. Because the only way we're going to change is with going through that void. It doesn't change by age. The Rebbeinu Shlom Shetaka bench us all. And Be'ezer Hashem, we Shetaka utilize the Shabbos Kodesh for the chizuk that it's supposed to give us for our entire week, which it brings down the Makor of Brachas. And with that, if we mechazak ourselves with the Yisoid of Shabbos Kodesh, with the chizuk of Emunah, of Ashkacha Pratas, and everything else, it'll bring along chizuk in all Yisoid Yadas. And Be'ezer Hashem, we should be the generation that's going to go greet Mashiach the Kainu very, very, very.